I'm Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today is August 24th, 2013. The website is theskepticarena.com. Today we have the top terrible comments about atheist soldiers on foxnews.com. Most of these comments come from a story about the removal of crosses from a chapel in Afghanistan. The first comment comes from Douglas, who wrote, "I wholeheartedly agree. What about the Christian soldiers? Oh, wait, the Obama Christ is in the Oval Office. Atheists and fags will get their way. Any other way will be considered treason." Douglas, sometimes a comment is so stupid, no reply is necessary. The thing to notice about this comment is that there were actually 5 people who gave it a thumbs up. The next comment comes from Hugh, who wrote, "The Founding Fathers recognized that they should have no involvement in religious issues because they would be infringing on a God-given right. Maybe the Christians should all just walk out and let the atheists and the homos die for our country." Hugh, without Christians and Muslims, where would you even find a war? Next comment comes from Joseph. He wrote, "Go build your own churches if you don't like crosses on a chapel." Joseph, you don't seem to be getting the picture here. Atheists don't have churches. Paul wrote, "I don't know who is going to remove the Christian church the fastest. Jesus, when he takes us home in the rapture? Or the USA, as it keeps cowering to everyone out there who is offended by the cross? If you only understood what this cross did for you, it is such a sad, sad time in this once great nation." Paul, we are more than aware of what the Christian cross has meant to humanity. And the sooner it's gone, the better off humanity will be. He also got a reply from a commenter named Chuck, who said, "When I go outside, I see plenty of Christian crosses. You seem to confuse exercising your religion with taking government property for your religious displays." The next Fox News commenter, "Need to assign the atheists to a one-man outpost 750 meters in front of the base camp berm, and when the terrorists come for him, see if he gets religion or not." Jackie, if such a moment should occur, the last thing that soldier needs to worry about is asking for help from an invisible ghost. Ken states, "The only good atheist is one already in hell." Michael replied, "I already did my time in hell, in Iraq from 07 to 09. Have you served?" Justin Griffith writes, "Ken, are you saying that American soldiers that are atheists are only good if they're dead and burning in hell forever? Most of my fellow soldiers are Christians. They still have my back. Please tell me you're not in the military." And Eric wrote, "Thanks for spreading your Christian love, Ken. How Christ-like of you." Next commenter is Rhonda. "If you don't like the symbols, don't look at them." Rhonda, we don't have to. They came down. We won, you lost. Next is Gay Lynn, who said, "Now we are ashamed of God and Jesus? This country may very well experience the wrath of God. So sad and disgusting." Gay Lynn, if you had been keeping up on current events, you would know that we have already been experiencing the wrath of God. Linda wrote, "If you people don't like what America was founded on and what it stands for, in God we trust, then get out of the greatest country in the world. We the people." Linda, dear precious ignorant Linda, "In God We Trust" was added nearly 200 years after the founding of our country. But I noticed that you did quote, "we the people," showing that you do know who really founded America. There was also a great reply from Jamie, who said, "They're not in America, genius. They're in Afghanistan, surrounded by radical Muslims." Okay, sure, why not put them in more danger than they're already in? Next, Joel, who writes, "Oh, poo, a lonely, whiny crybaby can't hack seeing the cross and feels like a miserable second-class citizen." Well, a second-class citizen is something he should be treated as if he and his ilk are going to complain like that. I wonder how this whiny crybaby bigot feels about fighting Muslims in an Islamic country. Justin Griffith replied, "So the atheist soldier ilk are scumbag second-class citizens? Way to support the troops, Fox News fans. So many of you need to take those yellow ribbons off your cars. Not sure where you can buy the support only the Christian troops ribbons, but that's what you need." Now Joel comes back at Justin. "Any atheist who complains and whines till they get what they want aren't going to get the royal treatment every time something offends their sorry asses. I support the troops, but I don't support the ridiculousness from bigoted individuals who can't even ignore or cover their eyes or ears from anything religious that offends them. You're the one to talk, especially when once upon a time the troops were called baby killers, terrorists, and even compared to Nazis. Way to go, media mistresses of government fans." Justin comes back. "The cross-shaped holes in the doors were bright searchlights at night, and the steeple was the daytime version of shining the bat symbol. This is in an area with a Muslim population that is ultra-sensitive to crusader imagery. This was a time bomb. Taking it down helps the Christians. Also, this was illegal. Foxhole atheists are fighting for your rights. Return the favor. Support all the troops." That was a great exchange. I estimate an IQ difference of around 50 points. I'll let the listeners decide in whose favor. Now Ron comments, "Where is the tolerance we are expected to respect their religious beliefs, so why don't they respect ours? If we continue this PCBS, Christians will be endangered of extinction." Ron, Christians are an endangered species. Google it yourself. John also replied to Ron by saying, "My personal feeling is when they push Christians too far, there will be a fight, and I'm thinking that the smaller minority group will fade away, away, away." John, history proves that when minority groups challenge Christians, they don't fade away, they are eliminated. Now Daniel writes, "I know the soldiers who put it up back in 2008. Obviously, none of the Muslims on or off the field of battle thought it was offensive. It took politically correct atheists to get ass-pained enough to whine about their rights to take it down. Looks like Muslims are more sensible than atheists." Chuck replied to Daniel by saying, "I know, expecting rules and laws that enforce religious equality to be followed are so stupid." John jumps in on the Christian side. "Now this is going way overboard. A chapel being forced to take down crosses on a church because it might offend someone. Oh my fucking God. That's like making Playboy remove the centerfold because it might offend Hugh Hefner." To which Justin Griffith replies, "I dare you to make sense." Karen also replied to John, "It is a regulation that the military has had for many years. The crosses never should have been there in the first place. Why should one religion want everyone to honor their beliefs while they honor no other's religious beliefs?" Those were great replies, making mine unnecessary. Now we hear from Kenny. "This will end badly without the protection of God in a heathen land." To which Justin Griffith replied, If we soldiers had the protection of God in the heathen land, why the hell do we wear armor? Once again, I defer to the commenters. Karen, a Christian, also replied to Kenny, "If you honestly believe that without a church there is no protection from God, you need to go back and study your faith. God is not in a building or a religious symbol. God is in each of us. One does not need a building or any religious symbols to worship their God. You only need the faith and the belief that there is a God and pray to Him for protection. God will not turn His back on those that believe in Him. He could care less if you have a building, a Bible, or a cross." Once again, I defer to the commenters who basically kicked Kenny's ass. Now we hear from Ranger, who made a sensible comment. Kind of makes good strategic sense in a war zone. Try not to infuriate the locals needlessly. To which a Christian named Roger replied, "We are there to show them who the boss is. By bowing down and taking away the symbols of Christianity, it is showing cowardly behavior. Trust me, they will not respect us for taking it down. They will laugh at our weakness." Ranger responds, "The problem with trying to force Christianity on an occupied country is that this nation is not a Christian empire. So the presence of Christian icons abroad is not appropriate on a very ideological basis, an American ideology. In the practical sphere, though, it's not logical to pour gas on that lit flame. Advertising Christianity is not a good tactical strategy. The U.S. is in no position to start a crusade. In other words, being a dick to the locals will just make things shittier for our troops." Roger, you made Christians look like idiots. Now we hear from Dewey Dan, who writes, "Sergeant Joel Mulnickel, I hope you find a Muslim bullet. Dewey Dan, get into therapy. And when you go, please don't take any sharp objects with you." And the best comment came from Bob. "I served for 21 years in the United States Air Force chaplaincy. Military commanders should know better than to put blatantly sectarian religious symbology on a military building, even a chapel that is dedicated to religious practice. Doing so is against military regulation, for one thing, and one would think that they would have the common sense to realize that doing so in a war zone where both the opposition and the local support are not Christian would do nothing but inflame the crusade mentality that is already prevalent in those areas. They should be reprimanded for this. Thanks, Bob, for ending this Fox News fiasco on a note of sanity." And now we move to the science segment. Today's topic, researchers debunk the myth of right brain and left brain personality traits. Chances are you've heard the label of being a right-brained or left-brained thinker. Logical, detail-oriented, and analytical? That's left-brain behavior. Creative, thoughtful, and subjective? That's right-brain behavior. Or so we've been told. But newly released research findings assert that there is no evidence within brain imaging that indicates some people are right-brained or left-brained. For years in popular culture, the terms left-brained and right-brained have come to refer to personality types, with an assumption that some people use the right side of their brain more, while others use the left side more. Following a 2-year study, researchers have debunked that myth through identifying specific networks in the left and right brain that process lateralized functions. Lateralization of brain function means that there are certain mental processes that are mainly specialized to one of the brain's left or right hemispheres. During the course of the study, researchers analyzed resting brain scans of about 1,000 people between the ages of 7 and 29. In each person, they studied functional lateralization of the brain, measured for thousands of brain regions, finding no relationship that individuals preferentially use their left brain network or right brain network more often. It's absolutely true that some brain functions occur in one or the other side of the brain. Language tends to be on the left, attention more on the right. But people don't tend to have a stronger left or right-sided brain network. It seems to be determined more connection by connection. Researchers obtained brain scans for the population they studied from a database called the International Neuroimaging Data Sharing Initiative. The participants' scans were taken during a functional connectivity MRI analysis, meaning a participant lay in a scanner for 5 to 10 minutes while their resting brain activity was analyzed. By viewing brain activity, scientists can correlate brain activity in one region of the brain compared to another. In the study, researchers broke up the brain into 7,000 regions and examined which regions of the brain were more lateralized. They looked for connections, or all of the possible combinations of brain regions, and added up the number of connections for each brain region that was left lateralized or right lateralized. They discovered patterns in brain imaging for why a brain connection might be strongly left or right lateralized. If you have a connection that is strongly left lateralized, it relates to other strongly lateralized connections only if both sets of connections have a brain region in common. We just don't see patterns where the whole left brain network is more connected or the whole right brain network is more connected in some people. It may be that personality types have nothing to do with one hemisphere being more active, stronger, or more connected. And now we move to the final segment of the show, Famous Quotes. Today, Montesquieu, born 1689, died 1755 at the age of 66. He was a French social commentator and political thinker who lived during the Age of Enlightenment. He is famous for his articulation of the theory of separation of powers, which is taken for granted in modern discussions of government and implemented in many constitutions throughout the world. And now for the quote from Montesquieu. No kingdom has ever had as many civil wars as the kingdom of Christ.
Are you ready, Goose? Start walking.